早安。
It's a privilege to be here and share a message with you all today.
很高兴能够在今天跟大家分享信息。
Let me open up an order of prayer and we'll get started.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we do thank you so much for this opportunity.
主，我们为今天的机会来感谢你。
Lord, I pray that this message will be able to be received by all.
求主让我们都能够领受你自己的信息。
That we take it to heart.
我们也能够记在心里。
Lord God, may your spirit just work in our hearts.
愿主的圣灵在我们心里做工。
And bless the time we have today.
也祝福我们的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
A movie came out a few years ago by the name of Identities.
在几年以前，有一个电影，它的名字叫《身份》（Identity）。
It's about this psychotic killer, Malcolm Rivers.
这是电影是讲到一个患有精神病的一个谋杀犯，他的名字叫做Malcolm。
Who was played by John Cusack, if you guys know who he is, who was awaiting execution.
他是一个很有名的明星Cusack。 他所主演的那这个人呢，在监牢里面等候这个死刑的执行。
And throughout this movie, Malcolm is talking to a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Malik.
那在这个电影里面呢，这个杀人犯就一直在跟他的心理医生交谈。
And Dr. Malik discovers a journal written by Malcolm himself that could bring forth evidence to prove that he was innocent.
这个心理医生就发现了他所写的一本日记。 那他发现从这个日记里面可以找到证据，证明这个杀人犯是没有罪的。
So Dr. Malik prompts Malcolm to remember back to the incidents of the murders and how it took place.
所以 Dr. Malik 就帮助他回想这个整个事件的过去。
So in order to solve the case and how and why the murders happened.
所以为了要找出这个谋杀是怎么样发生，而且是如何发生的。
Now flashbacks happen and strings of signs and clues surface as Malcolm relives the incidents.
所以当他回想的时候，很多的画面、很多的记忆就回到他的脑中，
revealing new things that can spare his life from execution.
就发现很多事情可以用作证据来让他不至于受到这个死刑。
Now at the hearing, Dr. Malik convinces the judge and prosecutors that Malcolm Rivers was not exactly directly responsible for the murders that had happened.
所以这个心理医生呢，就可以在法庭上证明，事实上，这个Malcolm并不能够为这个谋杀案负责任。
Now, as the contents of the journal are revealed, it detailed a personal and a private thought of several other people.
因为在他的日记里面，他写到他的想象力里面，事实上。 反映了他的多重的人格，
leading Dr. Malik to believe that Malcolm has a dissociative identity syndrome or disorder.
所以这个心理医生就相信，Malcolm这个人是犯了一种多重性格的一种症状，
which basically means that he has many different identities, alter egos, or personalities.
就在他的个性里面，有各种的不同人在里面。
Now, of these many different identities, we find out that one of those identities is the murderer.
在这许多的人格里面，有一种人格，就是杀人犯的那种人格。
So near the end of the movie, it is believed that the murderer's homicidal alter ego was actually dead, and that Malcolm should be harmless now.
那在电影快结束的时候，我们就发现他的人格里面那个谋杀的那个人。 事实上已经死了，所以他应该被释放。So
the court spares Malcolm's life from execution and is to be put into a mental institution.
所以这个法院呢，就裁定他不用死刑，而把他关在这个精神病院里面。Now,
however, on the way to the institution, we found out that Malcolm's alter ego who committed the murder wasn't actually dead, and he kills everyone and he escapes.
可是在他要到精神病院的途中呢， 就忽然发现，其实他那个谋杀的人格并没有死，他又恢复的那个原状，他就把心理医生把其他的人都杀了，然后自己逃跑。So
now, why am I telling you this story?
为什么我要跟你们讲这个故事？
What is the purpose of knowing this morbid, extremely dark and depressing movie?
为什么呀？我们要讲到这个 很灰暗又令人很沮丧的一个电影。
Well, even though the story is kind of fictional and we kind of laugh at the very end, I don't think a lot of us truly understand who we are.
虽然这个电影是构想出来的，可是让我们想到，我们也许不真正的认识我们自己是谁。
We're like chameleons. We like to change.
我们常常会改变。
We adapt to our habitat, our community, our environment, our society.
我们会因着我们所处的环境，我们所相交的人，我们常常在改变。
We change from one person to another.
我们可以从一个人变到另外一个人。
We act a certain way around certain people.
我们在某些人的面前，我们就会有某些种的行为。
We are different at school, at home, at church.
我们在学校里面，在家里，在教会，都是不同的人。
And we have all these different personalities that we've revealed to certain people.
因为我们有不同的人格，我们向不同的人显现。
And sometimes we don't really know who we are.
那有时候到了一个程度，我们自己都不知道自己是谁。
We are inconsistent in our actions.
我们在行动上不一致。
We fluctuate between our behaviors.
我们的行为也常常的不一样。
We are confused about who we are.
所以我们就很混淆，有时候不知道我们到底是谁。
So who are we?
那我们到底是谁呢？
What are the views we have of ourselves?
我们对自己的看法又是怎么样？
Today we're going to touch upon some of the identities and how we view ourselves.
我们今天就来思想我们的一些身份，我们如何看自己。
You see, how we view ourselves determines who we are.
因为我们如何看自己就决定了我们是什么样子的人。
And in this life, there are plethoras of things that we view ourselves.
在这一生里面有很多的事情影响我们如何看自己。
And shape us into believing who we are.
也让我们相信我们到底是什么样的人。
And I'm going to cover a few of those today.
我们今天会提到其中的一些。
If you have your Bibles, we're going to read from Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 to 24.
请你打开你的圣经，加拉太书第一章，我们要从第十一节看到第二十四节。加拉太书第一章第十一节。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。第十四节，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而我把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我的心里，叫我把它传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。第十八节，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写信给你们不是谎话，这是我在主前面说的。以后我到了叙利亚，在基利家境内，那时犹太信徒的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原先所传害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
Our main focus is on verses 13 to 24 today.
今天我们的重点放在第13到24节。
And as we read the passage, we discover a little bit about Paul's past.
当我们念这段经文，我们就看到使徒保罗的过去。
As he reflected upon his past, he was this particular kind of person.
当他回想到过去的时候，他发现他是一种某种特性的人。
He persecuted the church and sought to destroy it.
他逼迫教会，要毁灭教会。
Now, one of the things that determines who we are is our past.
那决定我们是谁的一件事情就是我们的过去。
Someone once said that in order to move forward, sometimes you need to go backwards.
有人说过，如果我们要向前行的话，我们应该先往后退。
Now, what that phrase is saying, that in order for us to move forward, some of us need to reflect back to our past.
那这意思就是说，我们要往前走的时候，常常需要回顾，我们过去的历史。
We must know where we came from.
我们需要知道我们从何而来。
Our roots.
我们的根源。
Our culture.
我们的文化。
Our traditions, our heritage, our faith.
我们的传统，我们的习惯。
We need to know the mistakes we made.
我们需要知道我们过去所犯的错误。
The failures that have happened.
我们生命里面的失败。
The successes we've accomplished, the good and the bad.
我们的做的好的事情，我们的成功，我们的失败。
You see, these things in the past shape how we think and act and how we perceive ourselves.
因为过去的事情，可以帮助我们计划将来，也让我们更认清自己。
We've created an identity and an image.
我们为自己造了一个形象，一个认知。
That we believe we hold.
那就是我们所相信，我们所有的。
Now, if we have been successful all of our lives.
如果说我们一生都是很成功的。
Getting perfect grades.
我们的在学校成绩非常的好。
Being great at sports.
我们的体育也很行。
Having a great job.
我们工作也很好。
Being successful in our career.
而且在我们的事业上很成功。
We believe ourselves to be somewhat perfect.
所以我们就会相信自己是完全的。
And when we do,
那我们这样想的话,
we create a false identity of ourselves.
我们就为自己造了一个错误的形象。
Because when we fail,
因为当我们失败的时候,
we don't have what it takes.
我们就不知道怎么办。
We then are all trying to be perfect.
我们都希望是完美的。
And when we do fail,
那可是当我们失败,
we take it out on ourselves.
我们就责备自己。
And the people we know and love.
我们就会责备那些接近我们、爱我们的人。
Like our family members.
就好像我们的家里的成员。
Our children.
我们的孩子们。
People at church.
或是在教会的弟兄姐妹。
I had to write a recommendation for someone in the past.
有一次我需要为别人写一封推荐信。
And one of the last questions was asking about this person's challenges and failures and how that person had to handle it.
其中这个问的一个问题就是这个人他所面对的挑战跟他过去的失败。
And one thing I've realized is that this person had been affected by his upbringing.
所以我就想到这个人事实上从他的长成的过程里面他受到很多的影响。
Now I'm not saying that this person is bad or anything.
我不是讲这个人是个不好的人。
But I am saying that his upbringing had made problems and deep wounds in his life.
我只是说在他成长的过程里面他受过很多的伤害。
Because he believed these wounds somehow affected his growing and his maturity in Christ.
所以因为他相信他过去所受的伤害影响了他的整个的对自己的看法。
And these deep wounds and possibly everlasting damages kept him from moving forward.
而且他过去所受的伤害就影响他往前走的那个动力。
Now, as we look in the text,
所以当我们看今天的经文,
we see that Paul reflected back into his past.
我们看到保罗一样的他回想到他的过去。
What had happened with this whole persecution is this.
那当他迫害教会的时候，情形是这个样子。
That although he saw it as a mistake,
虽然他知道，他现在知道他以前犯了一个错误。
It brought Paul to where he was and who he eventually became.
可是这个错误却将他带到一个焦点，那个焦点就决定他将来是什么样的人。
He learned from his mistake and moved forward.
他从他的错误里面学习，然后继续的往前行。
And was able to move forward and become one of the most, if not the most prominent, important figures of Christianity.
所以他就成为在教会历史里面一个非常重要，即使不是最重要的一个人物。
Now imagine if his past had kept him locked down.
如果我们可以想象，如果他的过去使他不能往前走。
Imagine if his mistakes and shortcomings prevented him from moving forward.
如果说我们也可以想象，他过去的错误，他过去的短处影响了到他前面的方向。
Imagine if he allowed his regrets to keep him from becoming who he was meant to be.
如果他让他的过去 来阻止他神要他所变成的人。
Imagine if Paul were to dwell upon those things, where would he be?
如果说他就停顿在这些思想上面，那他会变成一个什么样的人？
Where would the New Testament be?
那我们的新约圣经又会有受到什么样的影响？
What would Christianity be?
那整个的基督的信仰又受到多少的伤害？
And where would we be?
那我们今天又是如何？
The fact of the matter is that Paul didn't allow those things to determine his identity.
可是事实上，保罗没有让这些事情影响他的身份。
He did not allow his past to dictate his future.
他没有让他的过去来决定他的将来。
Some of us here are shadows of ourselves.
很多我们在中间，我们只是一个空的壳子。
Just empty shells of our former self.
就是我们以前的那个我的一个空壳。
You know, guided and buffeted by the wind and the waves.
常常就受到风，受到其他的事情的影响。
We live in shadows of regrets.
我们活在过去的这些后悔里面。
We cower and we hide from them.
我们就隐藏我们将自己躲避从过去的错误里面。
These regrets and hurts mold and shape us to something we are.
这些过去的后悔呢，就塑造我们就影响我们的将来。
And sometimes even unaware of.
有时候甚至我们自己都不晓得。
Perhaps some of you guys are aware of it, but cannot stop it.
或许我们中间有人知道，可是却没有办法去控制它。
In order to conquer this,
为了要克服这一切，
we need to free ourselves from it.
我们必须把自己释放出来。
And by that, I mean from God's power and grace.
我们要靠着神的恩典跟能力，把自己从过去释放出来。
And we need to share our problems with others.
我们也应该跟别人分享我们的问题。
Our pains and our regrets, we need others to help us carry that burden.
我们的后悔我们的伤害，我们需要别人来跟我们一起承担。
You see, Paul was unashamed to admit his problems and his past.
因为保罗他承认他过去的错误，他并不觉得羞耻。
No matter how painful it was.
不管他觉得多痛苦。
He didn't need to hide from it anymore.
他不需要再从这些事情里面去躲避。
By the grace of God, he was free from it.
因为靠着神的恩典，他从里面得到释放。
And being free from the past paved his way for his future.
那从过去能够释放，就为他的将来铺了路。
As parents,
做一个父母。
Our things.
我们的要做的。
Or failures.
我们以前的失败。
Hindering us from worshiping God.
有时候就影响了我们对神的敬拜。
From serving God.
或者是服侍神。
From being better parents.
或者是做一个更好的父母。
The second thing that determines who we are,
那第二件决定我们到底是谁的事情
is in verse 14, and it's twofold.
是在第十四节里面，它有两方面的意思。
The first one speaks about our successes, our achievements, and our rewards.
那一方面是讲到我们的成功我们的成就，我们过去得的奖赏。
And the second one deals with our aspirations, our ambitions, our dreams and goals.
那第二方面呢，就讲到我们的盼望，我们的抱负。
Now in this verse, it shows Paul's achievements in life and plans for the future.
那在十四节里面讲到保罗过去的成就跟他以前对将来的计划。
He said that he was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of his age.
他讲到他是一个犹太人，他比跟他同年的犹太人更加的长进。
He was extremely zealous.
他是非常的热心。
He probably thought he was the best.
他可能想他是在犹太人中间最好的。
He had a plan for the future.
所以他对将来也有很美好的计划。
He said that his goal was to destroy the church as one of the leaders of Judaism.
因为他的目的就是要毁灭这个教会，因为他相信这些是离经叛道的。
Now remember I said that the good and the bad from our past can hinder our future.
我们刚刚讲到，我们过去的成功失败都可以影响我们的将来。
But exactly that, isn't it?
这就是在保罗身上所发生的。
When we focus too much on our accomplishments,
当我们太注重我们过去的成就
，from our past, we are somewhat dictated by it.
我们就会让这些事情来影响我们。
or when we try to strive to achieve our selfish dreams and ambitions for our future.
或者是当我们只想到要达到我们那个自私的那个将来的那个目标。
We live in a way that shows that.
那我们就会活出那种样子的模式。
Now what do I mean by that?
那我这是什么意思呢？
It means if we are too set on our past,
如果我们太注重我们的过去
because of our successes,
因为我们过去的成功
we live a life that evidently shows that like the person who lives with regret and failures,
那我们就像那个太注重我们过去的失败的人一样
when we are too set on our selfish future,
如果我们太注意我们将来的目标
We created a person that is adamantly searching and striving to achieve that goal.
那我们就造成了一个我们只是专心追求这个目标的人。
And whatever or whoever gets in the way,
那有任何人来拦阻来让我们达不到这个目标的。
Like our families,
比如说我们的家庭
,our friends,
我们的朋友。
Our children,
我们的孩子们
even God himself,
甚至神他自己
they become a nuisance.
那就变成我们的一个搅扰
We get annoyed and frustrated because they obstructed or prolong our plan for our goals.
对，我们就觉得很不释放，因为这些事情拦阻了我们要达到的目的。
Now I'm going to use an example that I use for the youth group.
我要用我在青少年服事来做一个例子。
Maybe you can gather some insights from this.
说不定我们可以看到里面更深入的一些。
Now many of our youth here are raised in Cupertino, Saratoga, or West San Jose.
很多我们的孩子们是在 Cupertino, 在 West San Jose, 在 Saratoga 这些地方长大的。
And we strive to achieve this Asian dream.
所以他们就会很努力的要达到他们的亚洲梦。
You know, they do well in school. They do really well in school.
他们在学校里成绩都非常的好。
You know, they get really great SAT scores.
他们的 SAT 的成绩也都很高。
You know, they get accepted to prestigious universities.
他们也得到这个名校的入学许可。
So in order they can find a splendid job or career and so forth.
为了他们以后可以找到很好的工作跟事业。
So most of their goals are laid out by their parents.
所以很多他们的目标呢，事实上是他们的家长为他们定好的。
Usually at a very, very young age.
在他们还年纪很小的时候。
And from this surrounding, some of them are here are pressured into setting those goals and make it their own.
所以很多人呢，就在这个压力之下，他们为自己定了一个目标。
And the sad thing, in a way, is that I know some of the youth here are actually studying the SATs as early as sixth grade.
我知道在我们中间的年轻人有人甚至从六年级开始就开始准备 SAT 的考试。
They join extracurricular activities not because they want to or like to.
他们参加很多的课外活动并不是真的有兴趣。
But to boost their chances of getting to a better school.
而是为了增加他们进入名校的机会。
You know, they do all these things for their future.
他们做这些是为了他们的将来。
Their set goals, their dreams.
因为他们定了一个梦想，一个目标。
That I feel sometimes they forget what they have in the present.
可是我觉得他们往往就忘记了他们的目前。
Now, yes, it's true that we should think about our future.
没有错，我们必须想到将来。
And to be responsible.
我们需要负责任。
But at the same time, not at the cost of what we have now.
所以我觉得不应该以牺牲目前来作为一个代价。
So we need to remind ourselves of the twofold point here.
所以我们必须常常用两点来提醒自己。
Are we too focused on the good things we've done in the past?
我们是不是太集中太注意在我们过去的成功
？And or do we center our lives for our selfish goals？
或者是我们把我们的生命集中在一个将来的一个自私的目标
？Now remember, we focus too much on these things.
如果我们太注重这些
，in the past, it shapes us to be something of an achiever, a perfectionist.
太注重过去就会让我们成为一个只注重成就的人
，who can't really stand failures。
那我们就没有办法忍受失败。
So I implore you, I beg you.
所以我请求大家,
in a way, don't let our successes dictate who we are.
不要让我们过去的成功来主导我们是什么样的人。
Don't let these awards cause us to be vain.
不要让我们过去的功名我们得到的奖赏使我们骄傲。
Don't allow our achievements to blind and control our emotions.
不要让我们的过去的成功使我们眼见的不正确。
And especially because we're raised in the church or we've been a Christian for so many years.
特别是我们是在教会长大的，我们已经做了那么多年的基督徒。
Don't ever let our spiritually puff us up, thinking that we're better than others or holier than others.
不要让我们有那种属灵，有那种灵里的骄傲，觉得我们比别人更热心，我们比别人更圣洁。
Or that we're too good for those outside their church.
或者是我们比教会以外的人更好。
Or even too good for our brothers and sisters in the church.
或者是我们比教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们 对他们来讲是太好了。
Don't let those things change us or make us or mold us into something we're not.
不要让这些事情把我们塑造成那个并不是真正的我们自己。
Now as for the future,
那关于将来,
when we strive too much to attain our goals and dreams,
当我们花太多的时间来追求这个目标,
most of us probably lose sight of the present and what God has given us today.
那我们就往往 看不见，忽视神在这一个时刻，在现在所要给我们的。
Don't let our ambitions and aspirations for the future hinder and inhibit us from being what we want to be, and especially what God wants us to be.
所以不要让我们对将来梦想的那个追求来影响神要我们在今天成为何等样的人。
Now finally, the third point is found in verses 16 to 24.
从16到第14。 到24节，我们看到第三点。
Now in these verses, it stresses that Paul and his involvement with people.
在这些经节里面，我们看到保罗跟其他人的互动。
When Paul was saved,
当保罗得救的时候，
he didn't go up to Jerusalem.
他没有直接到耶路撒冷去。
He did not seek out the apostles.
他没有去找其他的使徒。
Instead, he went immediately into Arabia and then later into Damascus.
那圣经上告诉我们，他先到亚拉伯。 然后后来又到大马色去。After
3 years,
在过了3年以后,
he finally went up to Jerusalem and got acquainted with Peter and James.
他最后才回到耶路撒冷跟彼得，还有跟这个耶稣的兄弟雅各见面。Here's
another thing that determines who we are.
那这是另外一个决定我们是谁的一个因素。Friends, 就是我们的朋友，coworkers, 我们的同工，colleagues, 我们的同事，our
family，society,
我们的家人，church,
我们的社会，我们的教会。No, basically people.
那基本上就是人。Our
identity hinges upon how many people we know, or how popular we are, or how many friends we have.
有时候我们的自我，我们的身份决定于我们的朋友，我们有多少的朋友。
Now please try to understand. I'm not saying have a lot of know a lot of people or having a lot of people as friends is bad. I'm not saying that.
我的请不要误解，我的意思不是说我们有很多的朋友是不好的。
What I am saying is that if these people play a prominent role in determining who we are, then it could potentially be bad.
我的意思是说，如果这些朋友我们让他们来决定我们是谁的话，那这可能造成问题。And
we need to be careful of that.
所以我们需要很小心。It
is said that bad company corrupts good character.
有人说这个坏的朋友影响好的个性。
If we hang out with people with bad ethics, we can potentially become like them.
因为如果我们跟不注重道德的人在一起，我们就会像他们一样。
If we strive to make friends because the more friends we have, the happier we become, we're allowing that need or that desire to dictate our emotions and essentially our lives.
如果我们觉得朋友越多越好，我们的朋友呢，就决定我们的情感。
Now, I don't know what this congregation does to make friends.
我不知道我们大家是怎么样去交朋友。
But for the youth, the most phenomenon is this Facebook thing. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys know what that is.
在这个青少年当中呢，在网络上的这个个人网页，现在是非常流行的。
Now, some people are in it for collecting friends.
很多人有这个个人的网页呢，为了要收集更多的朋友。
Like the more friends we have, the happier we become.
因为我们更多的朋友，我们就更加的快乐。
And it makes us feel good about ourselves.
而且让我们自己觉得很好过。
So these youth and these people, they go around making friends whom they met one time in their life and probably never again.
所以很多人就出去交很多朋友，这些朋友很可能他们一生就见过这么一次。
But that's okay for them because it, you know, it makes them happy and increase their popularity.
这些对他们都没有关系，因为这让他们觉得很受欢迎，让他们觉得很高兴。
But some of us, I mean, truth be told, we feel like our identity is based on who we've dated.
对有些人呢，我们觉得我们的身份是决定于我们跟哪些人有约会。
Who I'm married to.
或者是我们跟哪些人结婚。
You know, what my income is.
我的收入有多少。
You know, where I go to church.
我去哪一个教会。
Which city I live in.
或者是我住在哪一个城市。
And we allow these things to determine who we are.
我们让这些事情来决定我们的认知。
Now in this passage, we read that Paul didn't go to the apostles for help.
我们看到在这段经文里面，保罗没有去向其他的使徒们求助。
You know, do you ever wonder why Paul didn't go straight to the apostles to validate his calling?
你有没有想过为什么保罗没有去向其他的使徒来确定他的呼召。
It's kind of odd, right? I mean, like, he had this calling, and the apostles are the people who can validate and approve of him.
这好像是有点奇怪，好像他没有去找人来证明他却有使徒的呼召。
But he didn't go to them.
他没有去。
Instead, Paul went off on his own.
他就自己走了。
Probably went off to the place for a little retreat and time to study the word and prayer.
他可能找一个安静的地方去好好读神的话语，去好好的祷告。
Paul didn't need a group of apostles to confirm or validate his calling.
保罗不需要一群其他的弟兄姐妹，一群其他的使徒来确认他的呼召。
But for many of us, a lot of us are products of our society.
那我们常常成为这个我们所处的社会的产物。
We are who we are based on who we hang out with.
我们变成什么样的人是基于我们跟哪些人在一起。
You know, our group of friends confirm who we are.
我们的朋友们就决定了我们是谁。
They validate our identity.
然后确认了我们的身份。
Christians hang out with Christians.
基督徒跟基督徒在一起。
Engineers with engineers,
工程师跟工程师在一起。
Chinese with Chinese and so forth.
中国人都聚在一处。
We either associate or construct our own group.
我们是就建造了一个我们自己的群体。
Or our group identifies our identity.
或者是我们的群体确定了我们的身份。
But it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
可是我们需要突破这一点。
Take a look at the groups you guys hang out with.
就看看你自己身边你的群体。
Look at the society we're living in.
看看我们所处的社会。
They mold and they shape who we are.
因为这个社会可以塑造，把我们塑造成某一种形态的人。
They dictate our lives and they determine who we are.
它可以主导我们的生命，可以决定我们的身份。
Now for me, that's very interesting.
对我来讲，这点很有意思。
And I hope that you were able to figure that on your own when you have time to think about it a little bit more.
我也盼望大家能够多思想这样的事情。
But here we see that Paul didn't need that.
我们这里看到保罗并不需要这一些。
He didn't need people or groups to verify who he was.
他不需要任何其他的人来认定他的信仰。
He didn't need the apostles per se.
他也不需要其他使徒的帮助。
He didn't need the churches in Judaism.
他在那个时候也不需要其他人的帮助。
He didn't want to be labeled in a sense like them.
所以他也不需要被别人加上一个标签。
He didn't necessarily want to be influenced by them.
他也不需要受到他们的影响。
Now, a lot of us find security in the people, the people we know and the groups we're in.
很多人在我们所交的朋友里面确定我们的身份。
And we find value by being part of something.
我们从是属于某个群体的一部分来找到我们自己的价值。
Now, sometimes we value a group too much or someone too much that we are easily influenced by them.
有时候我们对某些人某些事看得太重，我们就受他的影响。
We want to be so and so, like so and so because he's smart.
我们希望像某一个人一样，因为他非常的聪明。
He's a great salesman, he's a great engineer.
或是他是一个很好的 商业者，或者他是一个很好的工程师。
And so we want to emulate that person.
我们就学习他，模仿他。
But Paul isn't like that.
可是保罗并没有这样子。
He didn't need others to tell him who he was.
他不需要别人来跟他讲你是谁。
He didn't need them to create him like the other apostles who mainly care for the Jews.
他也不需要让别人的影响像其他的使徒一样，因为其他的使徒他们的中心是犹太人。
And not so much the Gentiles.
他们的关注的主要对象不是外邦人。
He wasn't there to be certified by them.
他不需要去那个地方受他们的认同。
Or influenced by them.
或是受他们的影响。
And I'm not saying that the apostles were bad influence.
我意思并不是说其他使徒对他有不好的影响。
I'm just saying that to Paul, those things don't seem to matter.
我只是说对保罗来讲这些事情并不重要。
Because he's secure in who he is.
因为他在他对自己非常的有信心。
And that is God.
因为他的信心建立在神的呼召上面。
And he's the one that should define us.
所以是神应该来定位我们自己。
And he's the one who should dictate our lives.
神应该来主导我们的生命。
He's the one that should guide us and not the things of this world.
应该是神来引领我们而不是世界上的事物。
I hope that we've learned something about ourselves today and how we view ourselves.
盼望今天我们学习到我们如何来看待自己。
Let's face it, we are the products of our society.
我们必须面对这个事实，我们是这个社会的一个产物。
It's only natural to assimilate ourselves and follow the crowd.
是对我们来讲，学习别人是很自然的事情。
But I hope from this passage, we understand that there are factors that do dictate the way we live, whether we know it or not.
可是我希望从今天的经文里面，我们应该知道决定我们生活、决定我们生命的是什么因素。
And if those factors change us into something we don't want to be, especially what God doesn't want us to be,
所以不要让这些事情来影响我们特别是变成神不要我们做的事情。
Then I suggest that we take time to reflect this week and think about those things.
所以我们希望这个礼拜我们可以思想这一些事。
And put our faith and rely on God and ask Him to change us.
把我们的信心放在神的上面，然后让神来改变我们。
Because we truly do need to be free from those things.
因为我们真的是需要摆脱这些事情的捆绑。
That strangle us and keep us from knowing God and becoming more like Him.
不让这些事情来让我们更认识神，让我们活得更像神。
So learn to trust in Him.
所以我们学习来信靠他。
Just as Paul had.
这个是今天的信息。
And our lives will be like Paul's. His future was changed because he didn't allow those things to determine who he is.
就像保罗一样，他整个的改变，因为他没有让他的过去来影响他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you so much.
主，我们感谢你。
That it is you who determines who we are.
因为是你决定我们的身份。
We find value in who we are in you.
我们只在里面找到我们自己的价值。
It is you who love us first.
因为你先爱我们。
It is you who came to save us.
是你来拯救我们。
To offer us love and grace.
给我们爱，给我们恩典。
And there is transformation in that because we see that in Paul's life.
使我们改变，就像我们在使徒保罗的身上所看见的。
From all the things that of his past.
从过去的事情里面。
From the things that he plans for his future.
从他的为自己所设定的将来。
How you've grabbed hold of him.
让他如何紧抓住神。
And made him something else according to your will.
使他照着你的旨意来引导。
We do pray for everyone here.
我们为所有的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Pray for myself as well, God.
也为自己祷告。
That we're able.
让我们能够
to see your light and your guidance.
看到你的光跟你的引导。
Do not let the things of this world shape and mold us.
不要让这个世界的事情来塑造我们，引导我们。
To influence us.
来影响我们的生命。
Lord, we pray that we do not hold anything as an idol above you.
主啊，我们除了你以外，我们没有任何的偶像。
That we see you first.
我们首先看到你。
And that nothing else comes before you.
没有任何的事情比你更重要。
Help us to keep our eyes focused on you and centered on you.
求主帮助我们眼目能够专注在你身上。
We do thank you for today, Jesus.
为今天我们来感谢，奉主耶稣的名，
Amen. Amen.